Once again, we would like to share with you a thought from the writings of the Apostle Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 7. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. For a number of broadcasts now, we have been considering this passage of God's Word and emphasizing how the Lord Jesus Christ is precious to those who believe. On our previous broadcast, we suggested the testimony that might be given by a number of Bible characters who would be brought before the Lord or brought into our presence and asked the question, is the Lord Jesus really precious to you? We considered how precious he was to that woman at the well. We considered how precious he would have become to the madman of Gadara. We considered that the Apostle Peter definitely found the Lord Jesus Christ to be precious to him. Today we might even consider Stephen, the first martyr, and ask him as he lay there with those heavy stones pounding upon his body, crushing out his very life, Stephen, did you find the Lord Jesus precious then? Surely the words of Stephen would have reminded us of what we read of in the book of Acts. He would tell us, as I saw the Lord Jesus standing in heaven, waiting to receive my spirit, surely he was most precious. He could even add, as long as I have been in heaven, I find him most precious. We could always turn to the Apostle Paul. Paul, was the Lord Jesus precious to you? Well, I will say he is. He stopped my mad career that day as I was journeying down the road to Damascus, and he showed me the light, and I trusted him. He has become increasingly precious ever since. We could even turn to the blind man and say, sir, is the Lord Jesus precious to you? And he could say in the words of the testimony he gave back then, once I was blind, but now I see. Yes, praise God, the Lord Jesus is most precious. Listening friend, I would like to ask you the question, is he really precious to you? Does the Lord Jesus Christ mean more to you than anything else? The Apostle Paul wrote the Romans and said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is just your reasonable service. It's not an outlandish demand. It's not something unreasonable that the Lord asks of us. But for those of us who are saved, to those of us who are Christians, to those of us who find the Lord Jesus most precious, he says, just present your bodies a living sacrifice. May I suggest in the moments we have some ways in which we, that is, those of us who belong to the Lord Jesus, those of us who have been saved and cleansed by his blood, how can we show to the world and to fellow Christians that he is really precious, he's really valuable, he's really held in high esteem by those of us who know and love him? First of all, we can show this by eagerly recommending him to those who know not the Lord Jesus. All throughout our area, there are many hungry hearts, many desperate souls, longing to know the Lord Jesus. Might we eagerly recommend and endorse him to those who know him not? Also, by consistently preferring him to the world, let the world know that above everything else, we want the Lord Jesus and his will. Also, by choosing the fellowship of God's people above the fellowship of an ungodly world, we can show to the world that the Lord Jesus is precious by delighting in his word, eagerly consuming it as our daily portion, by enjoying his presence as we go before him in prayer, by lovingly worshiping at his feet. Listen, friend of mine, how long has it been since you told the Lord Jesus, I love you? Oh, how he longs to hear it from an overflowing heart of adoration. I love you. Truly, he loves us, and we can declare to a lost world that we love him who first loved us. Of course, we can declare our love for him by looking for and longing his appearance, for he said, I will return. Yes, these are just some of the ways which you can declare to the lost world how precious is the Lord Jesus to you. May he become increasingly precious to you this day. Amen.